Everybody, I hope you are doing amazing as per always. For this one, I was meant to record it last week, but let's be honest, I got a little bit lazy and I just didn't end up doing that. This one, you may have seen it on Instagram stories. If you follow me on TikTok and listen to this and you're not on Instagram as of yet, or you don't follow me on Instagram, please, for the love of God, jump over to Instagram, because the amount of energy and the amount of energy I'm putting into Instagram in like the positive sense, not in the sense of like, hey, I'm working hard, I want you to celebrate that, more in the sense of I feel like I'm just connecting more with people over on Instagram and having better conversations. That's really the thing that I am doing and wanting over there. Because TikTok is awesome for the views and all that fun stuff, and it's sort of how I got my business to where I want it to be. But over on Instagram, I feel like I just have better connections with people, and people that come from TikTok and then jump onto Instagram and they see me posting on stories, they see more of the behind the scenes, it forms a better relationship. And typically speaking, people that come over from TikTok and then watch me on Instagram, they go, oh, okay, yeah, I'm definitely gonna sign up, I'm definitely gonna do this. People that do sign up, I'm not saying you have to, but people that do sign up typically just get better results. They feel better about it. I don't know. Anyway, Instagram's doing really fucking well. You may have seen this topic on Instagram stories already, and I talked about this during Simply Happy and Healthy. That was, we ran our first week last week, and it was fucking amazing. So for people that are listening, I'm recording this on the Monday. I'm posting it tomorrow, which is going to be the Tuesday for this podcast episode. The Simply Happy and Healthy, I was quietly hoping for 10 people. We got 9, and I'm very happy with that because, hey, why the fuck not? So out of the people that are here, hello everyone that's jumping in live, out of the people that did Simply Happy and Healthy and they're in it, the conversations that we're already having are amazing. I'm going to touch on that probably a little bit later, but the thing that I started off with in Simply Happy Healthy, it's what I start with all of my clients, is just to be open, honest, and vulnerable with yourself. Yes, it is about particularly for like a group setting, this is what I was talking about, but for a group setting, you do want to be open, honest, and vulnerable as much as you can, because you're going to help someone in there who doesn't want to ask the question, but may have a similar experience to you that they want to ask the question, but they're too nervous to do it. But then it very quickly morphed into the breakthrough that I had the week before, which led me into what I was talking about for Simply Happy and Healthy, which is obviously leading us into this right now. You need to be honest and vulnerable with yourself. And I've spoken to a few clients as of late, basically saying, be honest with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. For some people, I say it exactly like that. For others, I sort of tiptoe around a different sentence and say, hey, let's do this instead. It's not that anyone is lying to themselves. They're not outright going, no, I, whatever your obstacle is, whatever goal that you're wanting to do. It's not like, well, I'm not losing weight because I'm eating 1,200 calories. It's not like, well, stop lying to yourself. No, you're not. It's not that sense of beat yourself down, but it's give yourself the harsh, honest truth and see what happens. Like, why aren't you losing weight? Why aren't you feeling good? Why aren't you doing these things? And I'm working with people who are still working really hard, and they're working with medical professionals, with fitness professionals, help. Like, they're doing everything within their power to figure out what is going on. And sometimes we still hit a wall, but as long as you keep going, you can't ever really fail. And for people that are more on the opposite end of the spectrum, people that are obviously still, they're working with professionals, they're getting shit done, and they're still pushing for more, they know that they want more. For people that are sort of stagnant, and people that are, oh, I could do it, oh, I don't really know, oh, my ankle's a little sore, or I'm kind of a bit tired. For people that are sort of in the middle and not really pushing themselves, they're the people that I really want to say, stop kidding yourself, stop lying to yourself, and just give yourself an emotional backhand, an emotional or mental, what's the word I'm looking for? Jesus, lost it on that one. A mental or emotional, just harsh, honest truth. This is what needs to happen. And I was looking at, and I take full responsibility for everything in my life, whether that's good or healthy or not, no idea, but it seems to help me. The week before. Basically, when I came back into coaching after my two-week break, the two-week break felt ugly. I didn't want to do it. I don't like working, but Sorry, I don't like working. I don't like resting because I want to work. Jesus Christ, screw that up. I don't like resting. I love my job. But I know that that comes at a cost of me always giving too much and always going over my boundaries and always ending up giving way too much and, quote unquote, having an empty cup. And, God, itchy nose. Why is it always in the morning when I do a podcast? I have an itchy nose. Maybe my voice vibrates because it's a bit deeper. Who knows? And it gets my nose hairs. That's what you want to hear about. Life-changing shit over here with Trav's trembling nose hairs. The week before when I came back, I had the 2 weeks off and I wasn't looking forward to it. I'm just going to be completely honest because I'm one of those people that always needs to work, always needs to be busy. And the sort of catch-22 as to why I was successful or why I'm, I suppose, here at the moment doing what I'm doing is one of two things. One, because of my mental health and all my mental illnesses that thankfully because of therapy and a whole bunch of other things like obviously medication now, I'm feeling a hell of a lot better. But early days, I didn't want to be left alone with my thoughts. And the best way to be distracted from my thoughts was to just keep working. So I'd be at the gym at 5 in the morning and I would leave at 8:30 at night. And I would do that however many days in a row, 5 days in a row. Then eventually I took Monday off. My Saturday was a half day, meaning I would start at 7 o'clock and finish at like 3. And 6 hours was my half day. And I was like, man, this is really easy. Like, I don't know like what people are talking about working on Saturdays. Everyone's vibe is up. Everyone's energy is up. I fucking love it. And I did that for a couple years and then realized that out of nowhere, I hated my job all of a sudden. But this is the job that saved my life because it got me into the gym, kept me exercising, kept talking to people and wasn't making good money, but it was just, it was what I did. And it's the job that saved my life and it got me here. The other thing is when I lost my first two personal training businesses because of burnout and not looking at myself and not looking after myself and giving everything away to my clients, but not having enough left over for me. I burnt out and I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And that was where I was at. When I started what became my third attempt at personal training and what eventually morphed into the Fitness Genie, when I started that, it was, I don't care about the money. I just want to do something that makes me happy. And I just want to be a personal trainer because that's the only thing in my life out of all the careers that I've done, that's the only thing that has made me marginally happy to be alive basically. And I was like, I'm going to do that. And I started making $100 a week. And then it was after 3 months, 4 months, it was like 150 a week. And I was like, wow, I need more money. I cannot pay bills like this. But I was happy being at the gym. I had a purpose. I had somewhere to be. And it was just good to have that purpose again of like, when I wake up, I know where I'm going and what I'm doing. So that was good. But then after a year, it was like $500 a week. And then 18 months, it was $1,000 a week. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is crazy money. If I make $1,000 a week, I am laughing. I can do this forever. And then I booked out. And then it was 14 hours a day doing all those ridiculous hours. And I was like, holy shit, I'm not even making amazing money. It was like $1,500 a week because I had that weird split shift in the middle. I didn't know how to increase prices. I didn't know how to charge people. I didn't know how to hold them to cancellation policies. I didn't know how to do shit. But it was, that's okay. Don't worry about it. It's the right thing to do. If you're sick, then that's fine. And everything was just, I will help people at the cost of myself. And then it hit a point of like, okay, but at what cost? I started looking into business coaches, started looking into a whole bunch of things as to, this is on me. This is my career. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And this is on me. And this is going like way back years, obviously. And one of my performance coaches at the time, or my performance coach slash business coach said like, yeah, but at what cost? And that was after I said, I don't want to help one person for $10,000. I want to help 1,000 people for $10. And she said, but at what cost? How much extra time are you going to have to put in to help those people? Because you're going to go above and beyond, you're going to help them one-on-one, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, you're going to keep chasing them up. Or do you just want one person that is incredibly committed, they're in, they're this, and that is what got me on the path of, shit, I need to up my prices because that makes sense and I would love to do that. Because the people that pay you $10-$20, they're not as committed as people that are paying me the multiple hundreds a week. The people that do the transformation program that pay thousands of dollars for 6 months, they go, holy fuck, that's a big investment. I need to do it. I need to stick to it. And it's what a client said to me a couple of weeks back. She goes, I think it was also the investment into this that scared me of, if I don't do it, that's a lot of money that I'm leaving on the table. So when she hit that 4, 6, 8 week block of like, oh, I can't be bothered, I don't want to do this, but I've paid this much money, so I better just keep going with it. We obviously changed what she was doing to make it, to make sure that she wasn't going to basically hate doing what she was doing. So we changed it a bit and made sure that she had the right mindset going in, the right program, the right everything, switched it up. But if it was something like $50 a week and she was like, oh, I don't really care this week, she would have gone and done what she previously did, or just given up, or started again on Monday, or she would have done all those things instead of messaging me and saying, hey, this is what I'm thinking, feeling, this is where I'm at, this is all the fun stuff, and working through that. And now she's coming to the tail end of her program and she's like, I don't know what you've done or how you've done it, but I'm a completely different person. I feel more peaceful. I've lost weight and I'm keeping it off. I'm eating whatever I want and like obviously working it in with whatever nutrition we have. We're slowly going to start working her away from calorie tracking so she can sustain it without having to track calories. But she's working less. She's making the same, if not more money, but she's working a hell of a lot less. She's more present with her kids' life, in her relationship. She's calmer. She's got better relationships with different friend groups. Her life is just completely, not completely changed, but it is, I'm going to say it's changed for the better. She's not doing different jobs and different all these things. We haven't completely changed it, but the way that she feels about her life has completely changed. And it's a hell of a lot more positive, and that's what I want. And that is a perfect example of, okay, but at what cost? Because I had those clients that were paying like $20-$30 a week, and they would constantly ghost me. They wouldn't show up. They would just be like, oh yeah, sorry, don't worry about it. But then I'd feel bad for them not showing up because I believed them of going, oh, but you're tired and exhausted and this and that, and that's fine, don't worry about it. And I still believe people when they say it, but it's like, okay, yeah, don't worry about it. Obviously, today's going to be a cancellation policy, but, you know, taking care of myself. Because if I truly want to help people, and that is my purpose, that is my intention, and I say over and over and over again, I would do this job if it were free, but I want to help people. If I take that purpose and intention seriously, am I better off burning myself out? Because I have past experiences where that's happened and I've lost the business on two different occasions. If I keep doing the same things that I've always done, then I'm going to burn out again and I'm going to hit this wall. And we don't grow to our potential. Because if we did, I would have gotten fucking straight A's in school. I would have been the best student in the world because Travis has so much potential. If only he'd apply himself. No, we don't grow to our potential. We grow to our constraints. And my constraint was I didn't know what I was doing in terms of running a business. I didn't know what I was doing outside of this is a business. I knew how to be a personal trainer and help people, but I didn't know how to get that out to the world. I didn't know how to articulate my thoughts in a way that people could understand them and find money elsewhere that I could help people without being restricted to a postcode. And now I've got people driving an hour to come see me at the gym because I've said, hey, I'm doing personal training sessions face-to-face again. People drive from the city to come see me like an hour away and they go, fuck, this is worth every cent. And it's crazy to think the difference that that was. I had a person that was working with me back in the day. They were fucking three streets away and they still couldn't get to the gym on time. And I was like, don't worry about it. It's only $30 or whatever it was at the time. It's completely fine. And I was in a much richer suburb than I am now. I definitely should have been charging fucking 2-3 times what I was charging. And they would have been like, yeah, no worries about it. And would have been fine. Oh my God. So many missed opportunities. But anyway. At what cost is what gets me. And it's what I ask my clients a hell of a lot as well. Because if you don't put yourself first, if you don't prioritize yourself, then you're going to keep running into that constraint that is holding you back. And what I've found time and time again is that people are very smart. People know what is going on. They're very logical people. They are able to troubleshoot, but their logic is not the reason, unless obviously they've been taught something that is wrong, then obviously the logic is a bit wrong. But the people that I work with, I very rarely see them be wrong in their logic of, I know I need a deficit. I know I need to strength train. I know that if I do this and I do this and volume eating is this. A lot of people have that fundamental understanding of how to lose weight at a logical level. The thing is, your potential is not wrapped up in the education that you have at the moment around working out, around building muscle, around losing fat, around anything like that. Going to the gym and eating and weight loss and all the tangible things, my clients are, before they even work with me, they're completely fine with that. They know how to do all that shit. But we don't live up to our potential. We live up to our constraints. And their constraint is, I know what I need to do, but I just don't do it. There's a mental or emotional block in there somewhere for, why don't you do it? And that's where I come in and go, okay, this is the mental block. This is the emotional block. This is whatever the fuck it is. But let's do what you know that you need to do. Let's just do that, because it's very easy when there's accountability and support, particularly coming from external sources, to go, let's just do this thing to make sure that we can autopilot that shit. Do it in a way that feels good. Don't do your fucking 1200 calorie diets or anything like that. Please do 1500, do 1800, do 2100. I don't give a shit. But something that makes you feel good. I've had clients where they've started with me and I've put them on their maintenance calories. And they go, why are the calories at 2000 something? And I go, because we're not looking for weight loss right now, because that's not your biggest issue. We know that you can lose weight. You can do the 1200 and starve yourself and do all this shit to make weight loss happen. So absolute worst case, we'll do that just to appease the gods that are in your brain for mental and emotional health. We can appease that at some point. But I just want to give this a go of sitting at a maintenance number and using the extra energy that you have to sleep better, to meal prep better, to just enjoy food, to enjoy life, to enjoy social events. Let's just do that for a little bit and see how you feel. And they do it and they feel amazing. Mentally, there's a bit of a roadblock of like, oh my God, I signed up to lose weight and this dude is not letting me lose weight. Eventually, weight loss does happen because they have more energy and they start expressing that energy and they start going to the gym, they start pushing themselves, they get the steps up. So calories out goes up, but their calories in are staying the same at what was their maintenance. But now, because they're moving a lot more, they've created a natural calorie deficit by having the energy and they're expressing that energy. So then they start losing weight slowly, even though they're at the 2100 calories, let's just say. They're at their maintenance calories. That's where it fucks people up to go, but this is my maintenance calories and I'm losing weight. It's like, okay, well, you've changed your maintenance calories then, because they are a dynamic number and they keep changing every single day. If I got 10,000 steps on one day and then 5,000 the next, my quote unquote maintenance calories would be different from day one to day two, because maintenance calories is a rough estimation using your, and it is assuming that your physical output and calories out and all that fun shit and your basal metabolic rate, all that shit is going to stay the exact same, which it doesn't. If you twist your ankle, you're probably not going to get as many steps, which means your BMR goes down a little bit. But if you twist your ankle, hey, we can get to the gym and still do upper body work. We can still do whatever work doesn't require stability through that ankle or force coming through that ankle. We can still work in a different way. Your steps just aren't going to be as high. Or maybe you can do the bike. Like, there's a fuckload of things that we can do. But it's figuring out what your constraint is. And for a lot of people, there is a mental and emotional block. And for me, when I was questioning myself through the 2 weeks that I had off and then also the week coming back, I just wanted to be happy. I just wanted to help people. I just wanted to have more energy coming in, if that makes sense. I was tired of working and not seeing the reward. And it forced me to sort of shift my perspective around what I was doing and why I was here. Because it was, I've got to get the money because I've got employees and I need this and we need the money because we need this. And it was all about money, 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 money. And during the 2 weeks off, I said, it's okay. Like, I gave myself permission to rest. Like, it's okay. I know there's going to be no leads coming in. I know there's not going to be anything happening in terms of business, but this is what I need to do for me. I'm always going to figure it out. And every time I've had a rest, as much as I fucking hate to admit this, it's always at the end of that rest, I've always come back with either a breakthrough or more motivation or an idea or a strategy or something that has either pivoted the business or has taken me personally to the next level. And I feel like what I've discovered so far in just this past month has been both of those things. It's taking me to the next level, which is consequentially taking the business to the next level. And I was in a very fortunate position to be able to spend money on myself. And I invested in a coach. I got Jamie Smith from Melbourne Strength Culture. He's programming me to fix my injuries, because I was so done with trying to flip over in bed and my shoulder feeling like it's about to dislocate and going for a squat and my fucking knees killing me. I was so annoyed at my body failing me, even though I grew up, well, didn't grow up, but those formative years of me becoming a personal trainer and basically finding myself in the industry, the biggest thing that weighed over my head was your body is your business card. And it was a pain in the ass for me to admit that my body was quote unquote failing me. Even though it wasn't, it was compensating to keep me going. And that's just what the body does. The gratitude for my body being able to keep me going was amazing. But when I'm in that position, I'm not like, oh my God, thank you, body, for feeling so fucking horrible all the time. Wow, hashtag gratitude. I'm not doing that at that point. When I look back, I can say, or when I'm in it, I can shift my perspective to go, I'm still grateful that it's survived everything, that it's done everything, that I'm here and I'm in this position. But I want it to be better. And that's where I reached out to Jamie, because we'd been talking a fair bit on and off. And I was just like, I'm done with my body feeling like this. I need it to feel good. Shared a few of my injuries with him and he goes, fuck that. Can you come in instead? So drove down, had a PT session with him, and it's been 4 weeks so far. And my body feels as good as it has in years. And it's only been 4 weeks. I was fortunate enough to be able to be in that position to hire him as my coach to fix the body, because I knew that my body was going to be something that's where I get my energy from. If I have a shit session at the gym, I come home and I'm like, oh, it wasn't that good. It wasn't this, it wasn't that, but let's get on to business. Let's get on to work. And I'm not as creative. That was number one that I wanted to fix. And oddly enough, the timing worked perfectly and I completely forgot that it was my birthday. When I booked my session with him, it was on my 30th birthday. So quite literally, the day I turned 30, I woke up and started changing myself and doing things that were in the best interest of me. Along with that as well, I hired a social media coach. And I knew that if I wanted to help people, I needed to get better at marketing and putting what is in my brain and heart and everything. I need to put that online, put that on the line, as it were. And I hate, you've probably already seen it on Instagram stories as well, I hate getting B-roll footage. I hate worrying about lighting and taking me out of the moment. And oh my God, the rule of thirds and like getting B-roll footage of everything. And she hasn't said, my social media coach, she hasn't said, you need to worry about these things. She's gone, it's good if you put them in. But me being me, the fucking perfectionist, has gone, it needs to look like this. And instead of beating myself up for being the perfectionist, I'm allowing myself to lean into the perfectionist, to the all or nothing. I'm allowing myself to lean into the things that have held me back. Because I've worked with them for so long and I'm aware of them and I know the strategies and I know what comes up and I know the red flags and I know myself really well, that if I start to lean into them too hard, I need to pull myself up. I can give myself structure. I can say, this is a bit much. I need to have a rest. I need to do this. So I'm very good at doing that. But I always said, I'm teaching people to not be all or nothing, to be in the middle, to not be perfectionists. And yet I always said I need to be 50%, like 0 or 100. I need to be 50 cent. I need to live in that gray area, but it's completely fine to be 0 or 100 at any point in time, as long as you don't live there. And it was so stupid because it was something that is in Simply Happy Healthy that I was teaching people with. They haven't got this yet, but in module 6 or 5 or 7, I don't even know off the top of my head, but somewhere in there, it was the comfort zone and the learning zone. And I was teaching people this and I completely forgot that this was something that I knew and practiced and did. It was, you can be wherever you want to be at any point. You can use your comfort zone for rest, relaxation, safety, for recharging, for getting your resources, equipment, rations, whatever the fuck you need to get ready to go on an adventure. Using the, Bilbo Baggins and the Shire as the example. In the Shire, nothing really happens. Like, there's some excitement here and there for birthdays and parties and things, but not really much happens. But you have to be in the Shire to get all of your pack, equipment, everything ready to go on that unexpected adventure. Which, as a side note, is if I ever book a call with you for transformation, it's called an unexpected adventure. We didn't know it was happening, but hey, here we are. The other thing was the learning zone, or what other people call as the uncomfortable zone. You can be there as well. Hire a mentor, go to the gym, Do things that make you uncomfortable. Do things that you learn from and spend your spoons or energy or whatever. Spend your experience, your equipment, your time, your energy, your effort on those things to learn them. Once you've got them and you feel like you're running out of energy, come back to the comfort zone, unpack it all, see what you've got, put it where you need to, organize it, and resupply, and then go back out on the road. And you can be on either one, like comfort or learning zone, wherever you want to be and however long you want to be. You just want to be aware of the signs and symptoms of if you stay there for too long and what happens if you stay there for too long. That for me, when I was teaching that module, it pissed me off because I was like, oh my God, I can do this. And I completely forgot about it the next day. But when I was going through Simply Happy Healthy, making sure it was all good and it was all ready and it had these, it had the captions and it had the, what is it called? The copy or like the rundown of what is in this episode. I did that for every episode, for every masterclass, I should say. And it was a pain in the ass, let me tell you. But hey, we don't compromise on quality. Except for sometimes when I can't be fucked, but hey, not for the big things. And revisiting that with my time off and where I was, it all sort of coincided for I can do whatever I want, but I have to look at why I'm not doing things. And I've been in my comfort zone for too long. I like making a dickhead of myself on TikTok. I like doing the things that I'm doing because they got me to where I am. So I have this association that if I keep doing the things that I'm doing, I'll get what I've gotten in the past. However, it doesn't allow for external circumstance changes. It doesn't allow for, hey, the economy's gone to shit. It doesn't allow for, oh, TikTok's gotten really big now. So yeah, your reach isn't going to be as much and you're not going to see as many people. It doesn't allow for those things. So what worked to help me be successful is not working now to help me be successful again or to push me to that next level. And I took full responsibility for all of that because I knew what I had to do, but I wasn't doing it. I knew I had to make better quality content. I knew that I had to put education posts out, value posts out, problem awareness things, posts and call to actions and this. I knew what I had to do in terms of social media, but I didn't want to do it. Why didn't I want to do it? Well, I plain and simple, I was anxious. I was worried about what people were going to think. And basically, I was worried about what people were going to think if I actually started giving a shit and then it got met with like, oh, no, this is shit. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you selling out? Why are you doing content like everyone else? And then I realized I don't give a fuck about that because my intention is to help people. It is beyond selfish of me to not do what I need to do to reach more people and help more people. And I felt this and discovered this and talked myself through it during the 2 weeks that I had off. And it was in the last few days where I was coming back into work because I had the energy and I was like, fuck yeah, this is amazing. Went and got a haircut, was feeling good from that, but was about to go to D&D, but I had to go to the gym and film something for a PT that I'm mentoring at the moment, and which is almost finished. But I had to go film something with a PT that I'm mentoring or someone who's going to be a PT. And it was on my way there. I was like, man, I get to go to the gym and mentor this person, help this person who's going to help however many people across their life and career, if they're in the industry for 3 months or 6 years or whatever, however long they're in, I get to have my imprint or my impression upon this person to help them be a better coach and to help heaps of people. That feels amazing. Film them. Film the things. It was awesome. And then after that, packed up, got changed, put trackies on, like went home, had a shower, put trackies on, got into Ugg boots, got into shit that just does not make sense, but it's ultra comfy, and then drove 30 minutes to go play D&D for the rest of the night. And I was like, holy fuck, I'm helping people by doing things for me. I wouldn't have been able to help that person or do these things if I didn't have that time available, or it just wasn't the right thing to do, or it didn't sit right with me, or whatever it was. And on that drive there, I was like, man, I really just want to fucking help people. I want to get back to the reason why I started this job and why I built the Fitness Genie, to talk about mental health, to talk about mindset, to help people that feel stuck, that to just change people's life. The big sentence that I've always used is, like, for my intention for why I'm the Fitness Genie, is I want to be the person that I needed but never had for someone else. That for me still rings true to this day, because, you know, it is true that you don't know what someone's going through, which is why I am the fitness genie, because of Robin Williams. No one knew that he was struggling with an illness which made mental health even worse, which obviously led to him not being here. And Robin Williams reminds me so much of my dad. And I never knew the shit that my dad was going through. And a lot of people never knew the shit that I was going through. And the genie just made sense to me. It just felt right. Aladdin is one of my favorite movies, but I can't watch it because I fucking cry every time the genie gets set free. Yeah, it's a good movie, but I just felt the genie was the most appropriate person or thing or creature or whatever to represent me. And here we are. So out of all of this questioning of, I just want to help people and that means I need to stop being selfish and get the fuck over myself, you may have read the email already. Another thing that helped me with this was, it's crazy how all of this coincided and helped me realize where I was. And things are so separate. Like, I watched an interview with Kobe Bryant after he retired, and the big thing that I remember from that interview was him saying, get over yourself. It's not about you. And that was coming off the back of, what happens if you fail, or you lose, or you miss a jump shot, or you go to take the game-winning shot and you don't make it? How does that affect you? And how do you move on? And he basically just said, it's not about me. It's about the team. It's about this. It's about everything else. Like, are you really going to let yourself stop working or do these things because of what? It's like, it's not about you. You need to get over yourself and keep working and keep doing it. And I was like, man. And all of this rushed through my head in like 5 seconds for me having this realization for, my purpose means more to me than my insecurities or my uncomfortability at the time. And that was, I'm willing to sacrifice my uncomfortability, like me being uncomfortable. I'm willing to do that because I know it's only temporary, but I'm willing to be uncomfortable in order to help reach people, in order to do the things that I need to do to expand my reach, to build the business, to do the things, because that is ultimately going to mean that I can help more people in eventually less time. I can expand my reach and help people. And if that's really what I'm here to do, and that's who I want to be and who I want to show up as, then I need to get the fuck over myself and put my feelings aside and really just get into helping people. And how do I do that to the best of my ability? And that's where it became, okay, well, I'm going to hire the social media coach. Teach me how to do all this shit. And the first week that we were in it, I was really iffy and I was like, oh, should I just back out? Should I get my money back? Should I do this? I'll just give it a go by myself. And all of those thoughts came flooding in. And that's where I went, nah, fuck it. I'm going to dive in and see what happens. And she said, very similar to me, she goes, basically, what are your strengths? What do you want to do? And I was like, I can talk to fucking anyone. I am a lot better when I have questions and someone is in front of me, because I'm coming off of basically 9 years of experience on the gym floor. Someone asked me a question, perfect, I'll have an answer for you. If I don't, I will tell you I don't have an answer for you, but I will find it out and have it ready for you by our next session. Probably even later that day, I'll shoot you a message. You'll be like, hey, found the answer. But that's where I thrive, and I'm fine doing that, which is why most of my TikTok content is me just being a dickhead and talking to the camera and just doing all the things. So I love that, and that's what I'm here to do. The strengths, she was like, let's lean into the strengths and let's do that. Let's do 5 talking videos of you doing that and then 2 B-roll, because I told her that I hate doing B-roll. And she was just like, let's do 5 talking because that's the one that you're most comfortable with, but let's do 2 B-rolls. And I said, yep, sounds good. We came up with a plan. We figured it all out. And I was like, yep, that sounds good. Let's do this. And then that next morning I woke up and I was like, no, I'm going to do all B-roll. I'm going to force myself to do B-roll because that's the thing that I hate the most and I'm comfortable doing talking, but I want to get good at doing the thing that I'm bad at because that's the thing that I know that I need to get good at to maximize basically my effort of what I'm doing. And it can take less time when I'm worrying about the B-roll and doing all those things. So I just decided, screw it, I'm going to lean in and do as much B-roll as I can. I'm just going to challenge myself to do one per day and do that because I know that I'm good at talking. But I'm not great at getting the camera out and setting it up and being super candid and then editing all of that down into be like, hey, check me out. I absolutely don't have a camera over there that I just set up 10 seconds ago to get this exact footage and then worry about the rules of third and lighting and making it perfect. And I was like, nah, screw it. I'm going to lean into it because that's the shit that I'm bad at, but it's also the stuff I know I need to get good at. And I mean, it's only been like a week since I started posting those B-rolls, and they're getting a lot easier. I still wish I just had like a content creator here with me, just like filming all this stuff and then take it somewhere else and then come back and go, hey, here's your 12 different B-rolls that I got from today. That would be ideal. That would be amazing. Go full Gary Vee with it. But I'm not there yet. And I need to get good at what I need to get good at first. So putting my insecurities aside to get to where I want to go, realizing that that's a thing that was holding me back, that was super powerful for me to get to this next stage. Give me a second while I take a drink. Oh my God. So yeah, the intentions that I came up with for myself were, I want to help as many people as possible. And I wanted to be completely honest with myself because people do come to me and they feel like a hypocrite. They say, I want to lose weight, but I also don't want to say that I want to lose weight because every time I've focused on losing weight, I've ended up gaining the weight back immediately. And it gets too obsessive. And I do this and I do that. And it becomes, I want to lose weight, but I don't want it to be the primary focus. And I completely get that because I always said, I'm here to help people and that's what I want to do. But then at the same time, I was like, man, I really want a lot of money. I want to make a fucking stupid amount of money. And it's only recently that I've actually said the words out loud to say, I want to make a stupid amount of money. I want to be fucking filthy with money. And I don't want to be like fucking Bezos or anything like that. I don't want to make millions of dollars a year. I mean, I do, but that's not where I see myself getting. It would be cool, but right now I just want to be happy with what I have and basically go shopping without having to worry about what the bank account says. To be able to pay off the house a lot quicker, to be able to do things that set me apart from quote unquote 9-to-5 salary and all the shit that, you know, is not common for people that do 9-to-5s in the sense of, apart from being like a lawyer or a doctor or anything like that. I know that's not even 9-to-5, it's like 7-till-7. But I want to make that money. And I also want to be present in my relationship with my partner and be a present father. Those were the things that I really wanted. And they all basically hold hands in a perfect circle. If they were all in a Venn diagram, in the middle would be the perfect ideal situation that I want. But I want to help as many people as possible. That's what I want to do. If I want to make stupid amounts of money, what is wrong with saying that? It felt hypocritical for me because the people come first and helping people comes first. But I also really want to make a lot of money. And then I realized, it's not about the money because I'm not focusing on the money. I'm not doing everything in my power to make money. I'm doing everything in my power to help people, which gets me money. So if I have that stupid amount of money, that is going to represent me making a massive change in the industry and helping heaps of people and changing their lives. Because I'm very upfront with like how my current business model works. It's designed, it's fucking shit, but I'm working on it. It's designed to not have people pay me. That's why I have to charge high amounts of money, because if I didn't, I would be flat broke. My coaching style teaches people to not need me. It coaches them to not need a personal trainer, to not need a nutrition coach, a health coach, a mindset coach, all these different things. You can have, which is obviously what I am fucking somehow. I don't know how I sort of stumbled into this career, but I suppose it was just a gift of being able to talk to people and be honest about where I am, where I'm at. And clients have helped in the past and people found that was helpful. If I have that stupid amount of money, that means that I'm helping a lot of people. That means that I'm making an impact on the world. That means I am doing the exact same thing that I wanted to do and what I said that I would do, which is help people. That's why I'm here. That's what I want to do. The money is a result of taking care of myself and helping people. Based on the story that I told before about my two failed businesses before this one, if I don't set boundaries up and structures up, hello everyone, if I don't set boundaries up and structures up to be able to take care of myself and have the sort of lifestyle that I want, if I can't do that, then I'm going to burn out and lose this business, which means I could probably sustain it if I'm burning the candles at both ends, so to speak. Based on previous experience, I can probably hold that together for about 2 to 3 years before I go, I'm out, can't be fucked, can't do this anymore, and just hit rock bottom and crash and burn. How many people do I think I can realistically help in 2 to 3 years? Probably, I mean, based on past experience, probably 200, maybe 250, if I'm stretching it. Now, how many people do I think I can help if I slow down, set boundaries, prioritize my mental health and my fitness and my life across the entire lifetime of my career? A hell of a lot more than 200. Probably 1,000, 10,000, 20,000. I don't know. But I'm going to be able to help thousands of people instead of hundreds of people because I'm taking care of myself. And that's why when everybody comes in, they feel like a bit of a hypocrite to say, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to focus on weight, but I'd still like to achieve it. And I go, well, every time that you've gone to go lose weight, you've done things that feel fucking horrible. You've done the 1200 calorie diet, you've done keto, you've done shakes, you've done all these things, and you've focused on just that number. And when you hit the number, what happens? You're still unhappy. It's still not enough. We need to focus on you feeling good enough and celebrating your wins and doing it in a way that doesn't mean that you sacrifice your relationships, your mental health, your mindset, your boundaries, your structure, your life to be able to achieve this temporary number that when you hit, it's not going to feel fucking good enough anyway. So what are we doing? That's brought me back to, I just want to help people feel better. And when people feel better, they get the physical results. And the physical results stop meaning as much to them because they're feeling amazing. And that's exactly what is happening to me. I'm starting to feel amazing for doing the things that I want to do and just not lying to myself anymore of like, no, I don't want to make money. I just want to do that. No, I want to make a fucking lot of money because I know the impact that that is going to have on the world. And I've even thought about, I said this in Simply Happy Healthy Week 1, if I won $5 million, I'd probably pay off the house, obviously go on a vacation, but I'd give most of it away. I'd give like half of it away to friends or family and just people because I know that it would help them. I don't need that amount of money because I can pay off the house. I've got a job that I fucking love showing up to, so I wouldn't need to have to retire on that or get investments or anything. I could buy new cars because Beth's car is on her fucking last legs. I don't know how it's running, but hey, I would set myself up so that I can be as happy as possible with the life that I currently have some left over, just obviously just cause, but then it would feel better for me knowing that friends and family were taken care of. I'd give most of it away. So if I start making stupid amounts of money, I'm going to be able to help a hell of a lot more people. And I'm going to have that money as a result of helping people. So it doesn't feel misaligned anymore for me to say these things. I don't feel like a hypocrite anymore. And when people initially come on board and they focus so much on the weight and I say, don't worry about the weight, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. If you start focusing on feeling good and having your boundaries, that's what I want to focus on, and that's why I want to be here. Plus, if I'm helping all of those people, maybe I hire people to take my clients from me, or they end up coaching it, which we've obviously got with Laura, who's with us at the moment. If I have that amount of money, it means that I'm going to be able to have more schedule flexibility, or flexibility in my schedule, however you say it, to be able to be present in my relationship and be a present father for whenever the fuck that comes along, if we're lucky enough to be able to do that. So doing all of these things, they hold hands and they cross over in that perfect little like Venn diagram. And that feels exciting for me. But I can't keep doing that if I work 14-hour days. I can't keep doing that if I put everyone else above me. I can't do those things that I really want to do and help people if I end up giving everything from myself away, because I know that we're playing the long game here. I know that this is my career. I'm going to do this for basically ever until I go, can't really be bothered anymore. Let's give some of it away. And it just comes back to that question of like, at what cost? So I realized that I wanted to do more. So I decided to do more. The the only thing holding me back was me. Like, if I put the feelings aside that are holding me back, then anything is possible. Like, I can choose to do whatever I want. I can... Whoa. Holy crap. I can already feel more energy, more intention, more purpose. Like, I'm having better conversations. My life just feels a hell of a lot better, and I feel lighter in terms of stress and anxiety and what I'm doing. And you've probably already experienced it on Instagram, because I'm there on stories every fucking day, showing up and just being myself on there, because it feels a hell of a lot more natural now. Whereas previously I was like, I don't fucking want to be on social media and do these things and blah, blah, blah. I was literally pushing away the things that I wanted. And now that I'm more present, not so much on TikTok, but now that I'm more present on Instagram, I'm connecting with people over there. I'm having conversations. I'm helping people for free. I'm shooting them voice messages just because I'm like, hey, thanks for following and this and that. I know that you reacted to this story. Are you going through this at the moment? Oh my God, that's so interesting. If you did this, hey, go do that. I think that would be awesome, because I had a client that did blah, 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 blah. Let me know how you go with it. But otherwise, have fun. Thanks for following. It was awesome. Those are the types of conversations, and that's the shit that I want to get into. Just helping people just because it feels right. And it feels like I'm really, really onto something here. And I've had these things in the past where massive motivation, massive energy bursts, and all these things. And that's what I was talking about before, of leaning into the all or nothing and the perfectionist, even though it, again, somewhat feels hypocritical. But leaning into that a little bit, but having the structure in place to not cross my boundaries and forcing myself to stick to those boundaries. Because I'll want all of this. I'll want it all by the end of the year, instead of like in 5 years' time, 10 years' time, whenever the fuck it decides to happen. But if I push too hard, I'm not going to enjoy the process. And if I don't enjoy the process, I'm not going to keep doing it. And if I don't keep doing it, I can't have everything that I want. So when I've got the energy, I'm harnessing it. When I don't have the energy, I give myself permission to rest. I just have to choose what state I want to be in and what is going to help me the most in this moment, for the rest of the day, for tomorrow, whatever it's going to be. But giving myself permission to do that, whatever it's going to be, either harness the energy and fucking go all in for the next 6 hours, or pull myself up because I don't have the energy, the quality of work is down, and I'm feeling like shit. Well, hey, let's find something else to do that brings me energy. Maybe do some D&D stuff. Maybe just play a game. Who the fuck knows? But I need to give myself permission to do that. So even if all the things I want aren't possible and it's a hopeless cause, I feel better taking action, because I would much rather be delusional and have that hope that it might be able to happen and live in the moment and be happy and have that energy, have those conversations, help those people. I'm feeling a hell of a lot better and happier and stress-free now, just taking care of myself. Even if it doesn't lead to the end goal, I still feel better here than choosing to remain stagnant and stay where I was. To go, oh, that's not going to happen for me because, you know, I'm just Trav. I'm just me. That's not going to happen. If I can do it, anyone can do it, which is true, but it feels different when you say it. You see the celebrities, the successful people going, I never knew this is where I was going to be. Like, if I can do it, anyone can do it. And you go, yeah, easy for you to say. You don't, and different life experience comes in to make up the excuse for why you can't do it. But I would much rather have fun in this process, trying to see if it's possible, even if it's only 1%. I would much rather have fun going for that thing if it's potentially possible than remaining stagnant and choosing to sit in my depression than forcing myself to do something different. When I have something to look forward to, same as everyone, when you've got something to look forward to, it makes the rest of what you're going through a lot easier. But if you just cruise through the day and you just exist and you do your 9 to 5, you punch in, you punch out, you go home, you cook dinner, you do that, it gets to the weekend, oh, I'm so tired, I don't really know what I'm going to do. And then you go, oh fuck, it's August. Where's the year gone? You've been so unconscious to your entire life because you've just been working to pay the bills to maybe do something somewhere sometime, but you never actually do anything and you never experience life. If you're doing that exact same thing, but you're happy with what you're doing and you have that hope, or you have that energy coming in where you just feel like you are fulfilled, then fantastic, keep doing it. But if you don't feel fulfilled and you feel unconscious to your life, That's where we've got an issue, because you are just existing. If you want more, then you can choose to do more. If you don't want more, then, you know, cool, you stay there. But I'm willing to bet you're not that person, because you're either following me or listening to this podcast, and you probably do want more, and you can choose to do more. What I said at the start of the podcast was, you know what you need to do, but you just don't do it. I come in and go, well, here's why we're not doing it, because of mental or emotional reasons. That's your block and constraint that you're living up to. But I just decided that I want more, so I decided to do more and do it in a way that I know isn't going to lead me to burnout because of the past experiences that I've had. I can fall back on that and go, hey, these are the signs and symptoms that are leading into this. And that's what sort of caused me to go, fuck, I actually want heaps from life, and I know that I can get heaps from life. I just have to put my insecurities aside and put my uncomfortability aside so that I can get what I want. Even if it's not true, even if I can't get what I want, it still feels a hell of a lot better than doing nothing and sitting here and going, oh, it's not true. Why can't it just bum, bum? Why can't it be easy and this and that? It's not meant to be easy. That's sort of the point. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Don't get me wrong. I'm well aware that I have these moments in the past where get the motivation and heaps of willpower, but then go too hard and end up resenting the process. But yeah, for me, it was just more important to keep the vision of what I want at the front of my mind and approach it in a methodical way instead of a let's smash this all out right now. Because if I do it methodically, then I can at least trial and error for what feels good, what feels bad, what doesn't, and enjoy the process as I go through. Because we only ever have the process. I say this to all my clients, we only ever have the process and the present. So why not have something that's enjoyable? Why not make it as fun as you can? Yes, it's going to be a pain in the ass for the things that, you know, until you get to where you want to go. But I'd much rather be enjoying the process, slow it down a little bit, and keep doing it and feel like if this takes me 5 years as an arbitrary number, if this takes me 5 years to get to where I want to go, I don't want to give up that 5 years of working fucking every minute of every day and not being present, not doing these things and not enjoying life. I don't want to give up the 5 years to be able to get to that point. I would much rather it take 10 years and I enjoy the entire 10 years as I go through. There's obviously going to be moments where it feels like shit and I'm tired and I'm run down and I can't be bothered, then back off a little bit and then come back into it. But I'd much rather be present and recognize the entire 10 years that it took me to get there and have memories through those years instead of, oh, thank fuck that's done after 5 years, and then go, right, where am I? What is my life? Who am I? What am I doing? I'm going to find myself in the process the exact same way that I always have. So, yeah, I still get impatient. I want all the results now. That's my default. That's what I do. That's who I am. I go in 100% all the time. But I'm not blind to my history and my past experiences. So I know if I don't slow myself down, I'm going to burn out and end up doing nothing, and it's all going to crash and burn. So same as every past experience. I'll finish 80% of it, get tired as shit, give up, find a new thing to get motivated with, and end up finishing none of it. But I'll feel productive, even though I'm not actually doing anything. But if I go one step at a time and celebrate each step, it becomes a hell of a lot easier to maintain the energy needed to complete the task and needed to get me where I want to go. Plus, I just feel really fucking happy and good with where I'm at, which is why I'm showing up on Instagram stories all the fucking time. Because it's crazy. My Instagram stories get like 2, 3, 4 times the amount of views than my TikTok stories do. And I'm not saying posting on TikTok stories is useless, but no one on TikTok is there for stories. They're here for but. And yeah, I'm just having a lot of fun communicating with people and basically just being on Instagram. It just feels easier to make stories and it feels like it has a little bit more purpose. Whereas TikTok, I love posting on TikTok, but stories and call to actions and all that stuff, you know, I'm not doing too much of it. But I also don't talk to many people on TikTok. It's basically just, hey, here's this thing. And maybe some people will comment, but it'll just be like, hey, that's me. And that's this and that's that. And I love talking to those people, but I'm just finding on Instagram, I don't know why. Maybe it's because it feels a little bit more personal. People reach out more often and we have more conversations, and I love the conversations that I have with people. So that's why I'm showing up more. Where energy goes, energy flows, all that fun stuff. And that's just really what I'm focusing on. I just want to do shit that makes me happy. And that's where we are. So yeah, put your insecurities aside, put your uncomfortability aside, do the shit that needs to happen, and find something or find a way to make it enjoyable for you. And that's where we'll be able to unlock that next level for you. So yeah. Also, just as a fun little note, because that is it for, I mean, the podcast right now, but Simply Happy and Healthy is going to become a membership, because people that are already doing it at the moment, the 9 people that are in for this 10-week block that we're doing, they're already killing it. They're sharing heaps of stories. They're sharing their intention. They're on the calls. We're having amazing conversations and having some breakthroughs and realizations, and even in DMs that we're having. I'm loving everything about it. So I've decided that I'm going to open it up as a membership, like an ongoing thing at the end of this, which is going to be October 7th at the end of the 10-week thing. And yeah, I'm only going to open it up to 10 people for founding members and give them a discounted rate, because I want to see how it goes and how it feels as an ongoing membership. And if it feels good, I'll start opening it up to more people. But I am legitimately only going to open this up for founding members at a discounted rate for 10 people to see how I cope personally, for, as I was just talking about, all my boundaries and all that fun stuff. So here you go, real life example. I'm only going to open it up to 10 people to see how it happens, how it goes, any feedback, all that stuff. And then maybe I'll open it up to like 4 more people, maybe 5, no fucking idea. But if you're interested, get on the mailing list. That'll be in my link in bio, and you'll be the people to know. But I'll post on Instagram stories, and I'll probably chuck something up on TikTok as well. We're on TikTok as well. Just to let you all know, this is the wait list. This is what's going on. But yeah, conversations we're having in there are fucking amazing. So I like it, and I love group coaching. So I'm definitely going to lean into it and turn it into a membership. Just ongoing coaching at a discounted rate, basically. So yeah, that is it. I'll post something for whenever the waitlist comes up for the founding members, which I'm assuming will either be later today, not that you'll hear it now, or Tuesday, whatever it's going to be. But I'll post something for the founding members for a discounted rate for all that fun shit. But for right now, enjoy your process, figure out what your constraints are, and put your insecurities and uncomfortable stuff aside. You can get whatever you want from life as long as you're just willing to be uncomfortable with it temporarily. So yeah. Thank you all for showing up, because I always do. And see you in the next one.